Unit 10. What plagues us? There have been as many plagues as wars in history, yet always plagues and wars take people equally by surprise, wrote Albert Camus in his novel, The Plague. When the coronavirus disease, also known as COVID-19, appeared in January 2020, it took the world by surprise. Many of us thought that the widespread of deadly viruses could only have happened hundreds of years ago. For many illnesses and diseases, we have modern medicine to help us recover our health. For some diseases, we have vaccines to prevent us from contracting them in the future. For example, polio has been eradicated from most of the world. In 1988, about 350,000 children in the world were paralyzed by polio. In 2018, that number was only 33. In the case of the coronavirus, we did not have a vaccine available because it was a new form of virus. Suddenly, the race was on by scientists around the world to develop and, most importantly, test a vaccine. The idea of vaccination was first developed in 1796 when Edward Jenner, a British doctor, intentionally infected a boy with material from cowpox sores. Jenner was attempting to infect a healthy body with a mild disease in order to prevent a more serious one. The boy soon became sick with cowpox disease. However, when he was later exposed to a more deadly disease, smallpox, he did not become sick. The experiment worked. Getting infected by the mild cowpox disease prevented the boy from getting the more serious smallpox. During an outbreak of smallpox in Japan from 1838 to 1842, Dr. Shisei Koyama started his own experiments. He sold his family's valuable sword and other items so that he could buy cows to use for experiments. At first, no parents wanted to risk getting their children infected with this unproven vaccine containing the cowpox virus, so Koyama's wife volunteered. This experiment was also successful. By 1849, his vaccine had been recognized as being highly effective. In both cases, experimenting on humans was necessary to prove the safety and effectiveness of the treatment. Even now, human trials are needed before a vaccine can be approved for use by the general population. There is hope that the COVID-19 vaccines people have been receiving around the world will keep us all healthy. In the novel The Plague, Camus told the story of not only the spread of a deadly disease, but also how humans reacted. In the story, residents in the Algerian city Oran suffered both physically and mentally for several difficult months. Although it's fiction, there are similarities to the recent coronavirus pandemic. The best and the worst aspects of humanity become clear in a time of tragedy. One message of the novel is that the plague never really disappears. That is to say, a plague may not just be a physical illness, but it can represent a breakdown in relations among humans. Human relations can deteriorate on a person-to-person level or people versus a greater power in times of great distress. Camus realized this when he lived through the Nazi German invasion of France during the Second World War. We never know when we might be visited by plagues or wars, but what we do know is that with compassion and solidarity, we can overcome any evil that visits us.